apropos the both the parsha and again something that struck me over the last number of weeks and even months at this point from Avinu Malkeinu, it seems very fitting for the parsha. So we know that even though the deaths of Nadav and Avihu were all the way back in Parsha Shmini, that when the Torah presents the Avodas Yom HaKippurim in this week's parsha, it actually goes all the way back, multiple parshios, skipping back through Mitzora and before that Tazria, back to that scene in Shmini, and the pasuk says, "Acharei Mos Shnei Bnei Haron VeKarvasam Lifnei Hashem VaYamusu." And it seems to me that when the Torah then says, "Bezos Yavo Aaron Al Kodesh," that when Aaron will walk, literally over the very place where his sons fell, holding the very same Torahs that they held in their hands. As he approaches the Kodesh Kadashim, right, there's no way that any father could possibly do that, literally holding the same Ketores, literally walking over the very same area that they had walked over as they took their final steps in this world, without contemplating what happened to his two beloved and most cherished treasures in the world, Nadav and Avihu. Bezos Yavo Aaron and Lakodesh is not only a reference to the korbanos that he came with, but of course is a reference to the feelings that he carried in his heart about the terrible loss of his children. The Ramban poses a question in the second of the two parshios that we have tomorrow in Parshas Kedoshim on the mitzvah of Yehavta L'Reacha Kamocha. He says, is it really possible for somebody to love another person as much as they love themselves? And the Ramban says, in his opinion, the answer is actually no. That it's an exaggeration, it's a haflaga. It's not possible for a person to really love other people, even fellow Jews, as much as they truly love themselves. So it happens to be Rambam disagrees. It happens to be that Rambam does think it's possible. But I always said about the Ramban is that even if you agree with the Ramban in general, that the Torah was exaggerating just a little bit, there's one category of people that it doesn't apply to. And I think every parent will agree with me that if there's one group of people that you could say, yes, I love as much as myself, more than myself, I would do anything, it's children, okay? Any parent would say, you know, I would undergo anything to spare my child any degree of discomfort or worse, right? And that certainly had to be on the mind of Aharon as he approached the Kodesh Kadashim. And so every morning when we've been saying, and every afternoon when we've been saying, Avinu Malkeinu Chamol Aleinu, Ve'al olalenu vitapenu, right, that Hashem should have compassion on us, but especially on our youngest of children, olalenu, that's the infants, vitapenu, the younger children, right? You could imagine how through the ages Jews cried out that line in davening of Hashem should have mercy, especially on the children, right? If it's not going to be alenu, then at least to spare and to protect the children who are so precious, who are so cherished, who again, one can't even put into words the degree of affection. And as difficult as this period has been, and again, the numbers from yesterday, just in our state alone, 460 precious souls, 460, more than anywhere else in the United States of America, 460 full worlds were lost. And again, it's almost incomprehensible what it is that we're going through, but we have to take a moment to put one thing in perspective. Chamol aleinu ve'al olaleinu v'tapenu. The fact that children, thank God, have been in the vast, vast, vast majority of cases the one truly protected demographic through all of this is a source of profound gratitude. The mind cannot begin, even in the midst of what we're going through, to comprehend what it would be. We don't even want to say the words, right? If this was, again, impacting children as it's impacting other demographics, the pachad, the terror would be exponentially greater. And so, as we say those words, chamol aleinu ve'al olaleinu v'tapenu, thinking of this week's parasha, thinking of what Aharon went through every single year, Yom Kippur, when he approached the Kodesh Kadashim, bezos yavo Aharon el HaKodesh, with the thought of his two precious boys in mind, there's no loss that could ever compare the loss of a child. And so we have to be exceedingly grateful that Hashem has been chamol al aleinu v'tapenu, and may it only continue even as we go through this terrible, terrible period. Let that aspect give us measure, a great measure of hakaras hatov, and also in addition to that, a prayer for the future that should, of course, continue. I want to wish everybody a good Shabbos. Everybody should continue to be healthy and to be well, and to know that we're thinking.